Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington County Public Health Administrator Danielle Pettit-Majeski about Washington 150, a new walking initiative in the city of Washington. This is part one of a two-part interview. There is a new effort underway in Washington called Washington 150. Can you explain this health initiative?
Absolutely. So the Washington County Public Health Department, along with our Wellness Coalition, has partnered with the University of Iowa Physical Activity Intervention class to promote a new program called Washington 150. Actually, this was the brainchild of that class, and we're really excited about it. We told them that we wanted to find a way to increase physical activity in our community. And so they came up with the idea of Washington 150, which is really all about how you can get 150 minutes of physical activity each week by breaking it down into 22 minutes a day.
And what are some of the steps that these students have taken to get to the point where they are now?
So they did some, they had a previous class in the previous fall had done a walkability assessment of Washington. And so they were able to take that data that the previous class had collected, and they were able to make maps. And they formed different routes and how long it would take to walk each route and how long of a distance it would be. And so they're really trying to put together a package that the community can use to give tips for walking and the impact on health benefits, and also just where it is safe to walk. Where are there sidewalks? Where is it well lit so that people can feel safe using those resources?
So it's not just using trails like the Kiwash Trail. It's
correct.
All around town.
Correct. So there are a lot of different routes that they have given us as opportunities to use that kind of focus around the center square and then go out and back, maybe to Sunset Park. Also utilizing the Kiwash Trails, that is a huge benefit that we have in our community to utilize those trails, but also just utilizing the sidewalks. So if you don't live near the trail or you want to walk near your child's school, it's a good opportunity to do so.
And how does this all relate back to the community health needs assessment?
Sure. So in 2015, we did our community health needs assessment. And like 86 counties in Iowa, we came up with the need that, you know, obesity is an issue in our county. And so with physical activity throughout the lifespan and food systems and nutrition coming up as two of the three priorities, we formed this wellness commission. And so walking is something that most everyone can do. It's free. It doesn't require any equipment, and you can do it around where you live and work. So we really wanted to remove as many barriers as possible to help people get healthier. And when you think about physical activity, it's not just about going to the gym, because really, it's that movement, that everyday movement that we have really lost over the last 50 years or so that has impacted our health the most. If you think back 50 years, we didn't have gyms on every corner, but we also didn't have the obesity epidemic that we have today. So if we can incorporate more movement throughout our day, even just by walking while we do our errands or walking to work, if that's available to us, or even just parking further away from the door if we do have to drive. Incorporating this few extra steps a day is really going to benefit your health long term.
That's been today's Washington Page with Danielle Pettit-Majeski, Administrator of Washington County Public Health, speaking about Washington 150, a new walking initiative. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.